46. Charles sat on the crooked porch of his cabin. Behind him, the broken logs and timbers of what was once his dream still creaked in protest of the destruction. Before him, the bodies of dead and dying people, animals, and other things were strewn haphazardly, nearly covering the entirety of the once beautiful lawn. The lawn where his great-grandkids played only the day before. To the left of the lawn, a giant rock troll named Growl sat on top of a giant red squid that was too weak to fight back any longer. That troll, ignorant to the pain or suffering of the beast beneath, was stripping pieces of squid flesh and shoving it in his mouth. Charles watched as Growl batted the one quivering tentacle that still tried to fight back away in annoyance. Over the cries of the dying, the sounds of battle carried on the wind. To say he was at a loss was an understatement. Charles was devastated. Not because of the gory scene in front of him, though that made his stomach twist, but at the loss of the cabin behind him. He refused to look behind him. The battlefield was easier on his mind than the cabin. It was easier for Charles to remind himself that it was a game when some of the players' bodies would randomly disappear and a living player would replace it, an adventurer magically standing whole and healthy. Behind him, while the cabin was still a part of the game, it was also a representation of a dream to have his family surround him, talking and laughing. And the loss of that cabin was almost as if someone had spit on his dream. It had come as such a shock that he wasn't even angry. So he sat in stunned silence, and at his feet lay an enormous pink tiger with a unicorn's horn that purred as he absently petted. When the squid's tentacle finally gave its last shuddering movement before falling still, a screen popped into his view.
"Congratulations! You have earned the title Quest Giver 6.
Charles raised his hand to wave the screen away, like so many other times, but something about the emptiness he felt caused him to drop it. Instead, he stared at those 8 words and 2 characters until the system interpreted it as if he were asking for more information. Soon, in smaller words, an explanation was visible beneath it.
Quest Giver 1, you have issued a quest offering a penalty or reward for someone else to perform a task. While most commonly used to convince children to do chores, this system is surprisingly effective when used on adults. At level 1, system-generated rewards are 10% better. Quest Giver 2, you have issued 10 or more quests that have been completed. You are on your way. At level 2, you may now issue up to 3 different ongoing quests. Quest Giver 3, you have issued more than 100 quests. You are on a roll. At level 3, penalties for failing quests are reduced by the quest giver. Quest Giver 4, you have issued more than 1,000 quests. Don't stop now. Your experience tasking others offers you the free skill Leadership 2 or 25 skill points towards your next leadership level if you have already surpassed this skill level. You may now issue quests to NPCs. Quest Giver 5, you have issued more than 10,000 quests. Keep it coming. This level allows you to hide your status as a player or NPC. You may now issue quests that offer kingdom or continent level reputation. Asterisk, in conjunction with paragraph 34V2A3X2F of the Terms of Service, the scan and incorporation of your mental faculties into gameplay warrants you a unique gameplay style suited to your personality and experiences. As such, your player characters are automatically adjusted to this skill level. Quest Giver 6. You have issued more than 50,000 quests, impacting the gameplay of either 100,000 players or a medium kingdom. Way to go! Royalty, knight orders, adventurers, and others will now seek an audience with you. You will appear on other players' mini-maps as a quest giver.
Luckily for those around him, Charles only read the first 2 sections and closed the screen. Had he read the information available for the skill level up, he may have had a heart attack. Also, by not reading past the Quest Giver 2 title, he didn't know that he was automatically given the skill at level 5 when he joined the game. This is why he decided to poke through his blinking icons to find what quests he'd given. But the blinking icons of the game interface, intuitive to so many others, was almost another language to Charles.
You hit Aromius Maximus for 1,200 damage. Aromius Maximus has been defeated. You earn... That's not it.
Charles frowned.
Maybe this one. Congratulations, your dungeon has grown. One of your denizens has established a metropolis. Dungeon level is now... Nope, that's not it either. Congratulations, you are level 50. You have reached the level limit of your zone and are required to...
Charles sighed and picked the next blinking icon in the row.
You have a message from Theodore.
Hi, Charles. I just wanted to let you know that the town is doing great now. We've incorporated a tribe of cat people and haven't heard from...
Charles closed out of the message. He fully intended to come back to it as soon as he remembered where he knew Theodore from. He was at the last item on this row and would have to go to the next one if this wasn't it. Charles was surprised to see a full-size holographic representation of himself appear in front of him with a chart of numbers on the right side. He took a moment to consider how old he looked in medieval clothes before closing out of that one. The icon at the top of the next row was a picture of a bag that Charles knew to be his inventory, and the one beneath that was for his comms, so he skipped over those two and picked the third one down. A list of spells with pictures and explanations came up, and he closed that down. He almost felt like giving up. It wasn't really that important. Instead of picking the next blinking icon, he looked around and saw the Banshee watching him expectantly.
What?
He grumped. She pointed out towards the lawn and smiled at Charles. It took a few moments for Charles to realize she was asking for permission, but when he did, he answered with a shrug. With a scary smile on her face, she quickly floated out into the field of carnage and began breathing in the souls of the departed.
Since when does a woman need permission to consume a man's spirit?
Charles immediately glanced around in fear after he thought it. It was the type of thing he'd say to poke fun at his wife and get answered with a soft slap to the back of his head, a habit he hadn't broken even though she was no longer there. Feeling even more resigned, he selected the next icon. This one showed him a list of names and factions, his reputation with them, and their disposition towards him. But it wasn't what he was looking for. He was about to select the next icon when he realized that he didn't care enough to do it. So instead, he watched the troll and the banshee consume the dead for a while. While it was something to watch, it was also gruesome and macabre in a way. He didn't watch for long, deciding that finding what this quest thing was about might be useful in getting the cabin put back together. It was three icons later, four if one counted how he accidentally clicked the list of spells again, when he found it. The top of the box simply said Quests. It had three tabs, one for accepted quests, one for completed quests, and one for issued quests. Picking the issued quests, he saw a huge list of quests, some marked completed and some marked ongoing. He was about to select the first one when someone coughed loudly to his right. At first he wasn't sure who it was, because the screen followed his vision. He was getting better at dismissing them, and did just that. When it faded away, it revealed a rather thin, dead man wrapped in frayed bandages. No skin was visible, and the only thing Charles could see, other than bandages, were two glowing red eyes behind thin, wire-framed glasses.
"Did I catch you at a bad time?"
a muffled voice asked while gesturing to the surroundings with one hand.
"A mummy?"
Charles looked up at the creature in confusion.
"Yes, I'm here to meet Mr. Charles for our scheduled dungeon war. That's you, isn't it?"